You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network, the home of More Talk Now. Sitting in for Steve today is Scott Bertram.
Scott Bertram filling in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show, as you heard. Thank you for being with us. On the phone lines with us right now is Richard Kozlerich, co-director of the Center for Energy Science and Policy, distinguished visiting professor at George Mason University, also a former U.S. ambassador to Bosnia, Azerbaijan. Pretty decent resume, I suppose. Richard, thank you so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Great to be with you this morning, Scott.
Thank you for taking the time. We've got a NAFTA meeting. Was this yesterday? Is it coming up next week?
You know, it seems like there are NAFTA meetings continuously. but, you know, there's kind of a... seriously, there is an ongoing process that's actually been called a permanent round of negotiations, where I think the negotiators are, for various reasons, trying to meet a May deadline to wrap this up. And so, you know, the issues that are, you know, how shall I put it, easier to deal with, are being dealt with on a regular basis, but there's still some really sticky issues. Automobiles of great interest to the people of Michigan being one of those topics. So I think we're going to see a lot of press, probably not a whole lot of insight on what's being negotiated and where things stand, but there's going to be a lot of coverage of ongoing meetings on NAFTA between now and May.
Richard, was this a scheduled group of meetings to discuss, changing terms, new terms, or is this largely because of the president's wishes?
Well, there have been seven rounds of negotiations up to this point. So this was, this was part of that process. I think what's given it more visibility is the president's announcement of these tariffs, which have directly nothing to do with the NAFTA negotiations, but in the view of some, become kind of an additional prod for the NAFTA group to reach a conclusion here, so that the NAFTA agreement can be out of the way, separate from whatever happens on tariffs.
Well, there's some connection, right? Because the president announced the steel tariffs and exempted Canada and Mexico pending an agreement on these NAFTA negotiations. So it's all kind of rolled up in one little ball, at least partially.
Right. That's kind of our perspective. But if you listen to the press as they relate the Canadian-Mexican position, they will say, we didn't talk about tariffs in the negotiations. Aluminum, steel didn't come up at all. I'm sure there's a fair amount of posturing both ways. Obviously, to the U.S. negotiators, they may see these tariffs as being an additional prod to use to get progress. For the Canadians and the Mexicans, it may be a prod to make progress without having steel and aluminum get caught up directly in the talk.
Richard,
a lot of this is just a complicated dance that you would expect in any negotiation as you get down to the end days. If we can take comfort in anything, Pence and Trudeau were in, I think it was Lima, Peru, for a summit last week or so, and both had very positive things to say about reaching an agreement. We've got, on the one hand, talks about tariffs. We've got, good neighborly talk going on between our vice president and the Canadian prime minister, and then the actual negotiations, which are going to have ups and downs just as a natural consequence of the process.
Richard Kozlerich with us, co-director of Center for Energy Science and Policy at George Mason University, also former ambassador. You had a piece up at Real Clear Energy some time back. America
right.
needs NAFTA to maintain energy dominance. You say this
right.
this topic of energy, which we've really had this boom in the past decade or so, fracking and natural gas and everything that's we thought we had peak oil some time ago, and now we keep increasing our output. Why is NAFTA so important to the energy sector here in the U.S.?
Well, I'm not in favor of everything the administration is pushing for in terms of changing NAFTA, but I think there are two areas that just simply because, you know, technology and economics change over time, weren't present when the original NAFTA agreement was negotiated. One being, you know, e-commerce and sort of data services issues, and the second being energy. And you're precisely right to focus on this huge shift that's gone on, and you probably see it more, you know, in Michigan because of what's going on with the fracking development in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and maybe even in Michigan itself. But we're producing more gas today than we consume, and the people who are, you know, holding this natural gas now are looking for markets. One of those is an export market to Mexico. And we, you know, I think it would be a real mistake if we didn't have a NAFTA agreement and then gave the Mexicans an excuse to try to frustrate that trade in natural gas, which is really very important for our future. The second thing, the government under President Neto has actually improved the environment for foreign investment in the Mexican energy sector, something that had not happened, you know, go back to 1938, I think, when Pemex, the Mexican oil company, was created. Now they're allowing foreign investment. If we don't get an NAFTA agreement, and in July there are presidential elections in Mexico, and the leading candidate right now is López Obrador, who's from the Morena party, and a very, I won't say Chavez-like in terms of Venezuela, but he's very left-leaning and and not necessarily as friendly toward the United States. So you put all this in an environment where we could have no NAFTA agreement, a president who's hostile to energy investment, and U.S. gas exporters who are looking for markets, Mexico being one of the most important, and Canada being important as well. So, that's what I'm working on now, so I'm focused on the energy part of this, but I really think that and dispute settlement are the two most important issues to get into this NAFTA agreement.
Richard Kozlerich, find the piece at realclearenergy.org. America needs NAFTA to maintain energy dominance. Thank you so much for jumping on today on the Steve Gruber Show.
Great to talk to you. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too. Steve Gorham, after the bottom of the hour.